Hi there, may I speak with Tiffany?
This is her. Who's calling?
Hi, Tiffany. So my name's Ethan on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. Now, Tiffany, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I was.
Okay, so Tiffany, was it you or a loved one that was using Depo Provera after 1992?
It was me.
Okay, gotcha. And then after using Depo Provera, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
I see. Really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing much better, honey. It was treated, and thank the Lord that, he fixes all things.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'm really glad to hear you were able to recover. That's really good
That's
news.
really good
In
news.
any case,
Thank you.
Tiffany, do you have an attorney already that's helping you with this?
I do not.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any other law firms for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And I would assume, of course, that you would be filing. Excuse me. Sorry, I got a little congestion. I would
Know
assume, of
everybody
course.
does. My daughter has pneumonia.
Gotcha. Yeah. I would assume, of course, that you would be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and then Mrs. Tiffany, are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and did your meningioma diagnosis come after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
It did.
Okay, and was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was of my brain.
Okay, what was your date of diagnosis?
I wrote everything down. Give me one second. Oh,
Yeah,
oh.
no worries, take your time. No rush.
I've had five my back surgeries too. Hold on one second.
Gotcha.
It was July the 10th of 1998, honey.
Say that one more time. What was the year?
July, you said diagnosis date was
Yes.
July the 10th, 1998.
Okay, gotcha. July 10th, 1998. And do you
Yes,
remember
sir.
the method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan or an
Yeah,
MRI?
I had MRI and a CT scan, and I had a couple X-rays as well. They were done on June the 20th of 1997, and that's when they found it. It was really small when they found it, so I was glad that I was one of the early. We got it before it got gone, pretty much,
Gotcha. Okay. So you were tested first for you had your test run on
Yeah,
CT1.
because I go to the doctor regularly, and I have started receiving the headaches and stuff, and
Okay.
I couldn't see. So they had went ahead and did it, and then my hair had started falling out and everything. So yeah,
Gotcha. Oh, wow.
we were on it. Yeah, I
Yeah.
also have cervical cancer and PID, so they I try to keep up with my health pretty good, considering I'm
Definitely,
only
yeah.
38 and I've been through a lot in 38 years of my life.
Definitely, yeah. Well, Tiffany, I'm really glad you were able to see a doctor in time because I've talked to a lot of other women who, unfortunately, they might not be able to afford to see a doctor or they think it's not a big
Yeah.
issue and then it grows out of control,
It
you know?
is a
So,
big, yes,
yeah.
it does. And it is a very big issue. I had to go to the cancer center at Moses Cone for like
Gotcha, yeah.
5 years and give blood, and they had to make sure that my cancer levels went back down because they had elevated all the way to a 1700.
No, definitely. But yeah, I'm really glad to hear that you were able to get it treated in time.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Additionally, Tiffany, what is your birthday?
My birthday is 09/20/1986.
Okay, just to confirm, you said September 20, 1986.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Additionally, Mrs. Tiffany, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help?
I do.
Okay, yeah. So definitely after this call, I'll make sure I give you all of my contact information. And if you know anyone else who might need help with this lawsuit, you can also share my information with them, okay?
I would be more than happy to do that, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I really do appreciate that as well.
Of
Moving on here,
course.
Tiffany. Yeah. So, were you using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera?
I believe so, yes. I was getting my injections. ones at the doctor.
Okay,
So I'm pretty
gotcha.
sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then were you said so you're definitely
And
using
so
that
you're
for at
definitely
least
using
1 year,
that for at
correct?
least 1 year, correct?
I was on it for 5 years.
Okay, gotcha. And then can you also confirm that during 1 year
That
you had
during
an
1 year
ear
you had
infection?
an ear infection.
I'm sorry, repeat that. I apologize.
No worries. Can you also confirm to me that during 1 year
During
you at
1 year,
least had 4 injections?
4 injections. Yes.
Okay. And then you were using
I
it
was on it
after.
regularly.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely. And you were
Yeah.
also using it
You were also
after
using it
January
after
1st,
January
1992.
1st, 1992.
Yes. All the
Okay.
way till April the 19th of 1997.
Okay, April 19th, 1997. Do you remember the date you
Yes.
started as well?
Yes, it was January. Shoot, the dang, you just said it. January the 16th, 1992. That's
Okay.
crazy.
Gotcha. Yeah, real close then. Tiffany, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I am a female.
Okay. And then I have your first name
I
here
have your
as
first name
Tiffany,
here as Tiffany.
Tiffany. And then last
Yes,
name,
sir.
Cumbie. Did I say that correctly?
Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Okay. Cumbie.
I. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
I do.
What is your middle name?
It's Yvonne, but it's spelled with a Y. So YV as in vet, ONNE.
Okay, just want to confirm YVONNE.
I-V-O-N-N-E.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your social?
It is 244-495-017.
Okay, I'll read that back to you one more time just to confirm I heard you correctly. You
Heard
said
you correctly that you said
244-495-0171.
244-495-0171. Yes, sir.
Okay, I have your contact email here as
Contact email
Yvonne
here as
Cumbie,
Yvonne,
spelled as your middle
spelled
and
as
last
your
name
middle
at
and last name
gmail.com.
at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your phone number is 336-654-0487.
356-654-487. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Mrs. Tiffany, am I calling you on your
Am I
cell
calling
phone
you
or
on
is this
your
a
cell
home
phone
line?
or is it the home line?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, and what's your address?
Address.
It is 879 Burbank, Burbank Street. And I live in Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406.
Okay, perfect. I just found it here. 879 Burbank Street, and that's
Burbank Street, and
Greensboro,
that's
North
Greensboro,
Carolina,
North Carolina,
27406.
74406.
Yes, but my mailing address, if you need to mail me items, we have to mail them to my mother's. I don't get mail here. My mailbox is broken. So would you also like my mailing address?
Okay, yeah, I'll make sure to make a note of that
Make a
as
note
well.
of
What is
that
your
as
mailing
well.
address?
Thank you. My mailing address is 1007 Hertford, Hertford Street. And that's also in Greensboro, but the zip code is 27403, and that's my mother's residence.
Okay, so just to confirm, you said 1000 Hertford
1000
Street,
Hertford Street,
Greensboro, North Carolina,
Greensboro,
27406.
1007 Hertford
Yes,
Street.
okay, 1007,
Yes.
so 1007.
007.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. But then your current residence is the one you just gave me on
You just gave
879
me on
Yes,
879,
sir.
correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, I
Okay.
live in housing authorities. Yes.
Gotcha, yeah. And for your Burbank Street
The
address, is there
Burbank Street
also a
address,
unit
is there
or
also a
apartment
unit
number
or
or no?
apartment number?
It's 879. It is. It's apartment 879.
Okay, so just confirming that one more time, that's
One more time, that's
879 Burbank Street,
879 Burbank Street,
apartment 879.
apartment 879. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
And
gotcha.
then that's
And then
Greensboro,
that's Greensboro
27406.
27406. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming that. Now,
Confirm that. Thank
additionally, what
you.
was the name of the doctor that
Of the
diagnosed
doctor
you with
that diagnosed
meningioma?
you with mesothelioma.
Yes, honey. I'm sorry. My neurologist was Dr. Nina Riggins, and my MD is Dr. Richard Ramos.
Okay. I think I found it here. Nina,
Nina,
Nina, and then
N-I-N-A,
Riggins,
and then Riggins,
Riggins.
R-I-G-G-I-N-S.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what hospital were you diagnosed at?
At the hospital, it's Cone Health Wesley Long on Friendly Avenue here in Greensboro.
Okay, yeah, could you spell that for me
Could
as
you spell
well?
that for me as well?
Yes, which part? The actual hospital? It's Cone, Cone, Health, Health, Wesley, Wesley, Long, Long.
Okay,
It's the
perfect.
Wesley, the Cone Health, yes, Cone Health
Gotcha.
Wesley Long unit. Yes, sir.
And you said that's the one on
The one
2400
on
West Friendly
2400
Avenue.
West Friendly.
Yes, sir, that one. Yes, sir. That's the location.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm
I
as
just
well
want
the
to confirm as
doctor
well
that
the
diagnosed
doctor
you,
that
that was Dr.
that was
Nina
Dr.
Riggins, right?
Nina Riggins, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Looks like I found her here online
Found her
actually.
here
Looks like
online.
she ended
Actually,
up
looks like she
moving
ended
over to
up moving
California.
over to California.
Yes, she did. She's no
Gotcha.
longer here in North Carolina. Yes, honey.
Yeah. California is actually where I am at, so
I
she's
am that,
local
so
to me
she
now.
is
She's down in
it?
Michigan, so yeah.
My aunt went down there for a couple of weeks. She was gonna move down there, but she said that you guys' cost of living is like way higher than North Carolina, so she ended up coming back here. But she said it was beautiful down there. I've actually never been anywhere but Tennessee and South Carolina, so
Yeah,
I don't know
definitely.
what the
No, you're
world
right.
looks like on the outside.
You're right on both of those. Yes, the cost of living is much higher,
Living
but it
is
is
much higher,
also
but it is
very, very
also
beautiful
very,
here. So
very
it's a
beautiful out
trade-off,
here.
you
So
know?
it's a trade-off, you know.
Yep. You get the peace and the scenery, but you got to pay a little bit more for, your peace of mind.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a
I think
definitely
it's
for
a
me. I love
definitely
being
for
on
me.
the
I love
beach.
being
I love
deep.
having
I love
mountains as
having
well for some
mountains as
nice
well for
hikes.
some nice hikes.
But of course, yes,
Okay,
there is a
okay.
trade-off there.
Trade off there.
All right. You
I
live
mean,
by the water?
yeah, pretty close,
Yeah,
maybe
pretty
like
close.
10,
Maybe
15
like
miles from
10,
the beach.
50 miles.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. In any case, Tiffany,
In
as
any case,
well,
Tiffany, as
before
well,
your
before
meningioma
your
diagnosis,
meningioma
did you
diagnosis,
have any
did
other
you have
cancer
any other
diagnosis as
cancer
well?
diagnosis?
No, my cervical cancer came after that.
Okay, gotcha. And can you remind
Gotcha.
me one
And
more
can you
time,
remind
what
me
was
one
the
more
name of
time,
the
what was
doctor
the
that
name of the
treated you
doctor
for
that
your
treated you for
meningioma?
your meningioma?
Nina Riggins?
Okay, so she both diagnosed you and
Both
she also
diagnosed you
treated
and
you.
she also treated
Yeah, and then my MD is Dr. Richard Ramos.
Okay, I would assume that's Richard,
And that's Richard,
RICHARD.
RICHARD. Yes.
And then Ramos,
Ramos,
RAMOS.
RAMOS. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then for your
And then for
treatment
your
of
treatment of
meningioma, was that also
meningioma,
at
was
Cone
that
Health
also at
Wesley Long
Cone Health
Hospital?
Wesley Long Hospital?
It was.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and
And then
copy and paste all
copy
that
and paste all
information.
that information.
Thank
Was it,
you.
yeah, was it Richard Ramos
Was it
that
Richard
prescribed you
Ramos that
your
prescribed you your
Depo-Provera, or was it a different
Depo-Provera?
It
doctor?
was. It
Okay.
was.
Gotcha. Okay. Richard Ramos, and
Hold on,
was this?
Elizabeth. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then was it also at Cone Health
So at
Wesley
Cone
Long that
Health
you were
Wesley Long
receiving
that you were
Depo-Provera
receiving
shots?
Depo-Provera shots?
It was.
Okay, gotcha. So it would be the
Would
pharmacy
be
for
the
your
pharmacy
Depo-Provera
for
would
your
also
Depo-Provera
be that
would also
facility.
be that facility.
No, actually, I got my my pharmacy that I did the that they were using was the Spring Garden Street Walgreens.
Okay, you said Walgreens, and that's
And that's
Spring Garden
Spring
Street.
Garden Street.
Yes, sir. And that's the
Okay.
zip code, I think, for them is still my mom's zip code, which is 27403, I believe, if
Okay,
I'm not
yeah, I found it
mistaken.
here. Looks like it's the one on
Okay.
1600 Spring Garden Street.
1600 Spring Garden Street.
Yes, sir. That's the only one on Spring Garden. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for confirming that as well. We're
Confirm that
actually
as well. We're
almost done here.
actually almost done here. Okay, you're fine. You're
Additionally,
fine.
yeah. Additionally,
Yeah.
Mrs. Tiffany, do
Additionally,
you have
Mrs.
any
Tiffany, do
copies
you
of
have any
medical
copies
records
of
that would
medical
show your
records that would
diagnosis or your treatment?
show your treatment?
Yeah, you can get them from the hospital. I don't have them on hand, but I do know they have them. Yes, sir. You can retrieve those. You
Okay,
sure
yeah,
can.
most definitely.
Most
Most
definitely.
likely, you
Most
won't have
likely,
to,
you
as
won't
our
have
attorney
to, as our
partners
attorney
can pull them
partners
on your
can pull
behalf,
them on
but
your
if
behalf, but
required,
if
would you be able to provide
you be
them
able
by
to provide
mail
them by
electronically
mail,
or both?
electronically or both.
Yes, if I need to, if you can't, I will try if you cannot retrieve them, but I'm
Gotcha.
pretty sure you should be able, yeah. I was like, but if I need to hunt and search, I will definitely do so.
Gotcha. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. In any case, lastly, we're almost done here. All I need to do is put down an emergency contact. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to contact them. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency?
Yeah, you can have my husband's number.
Okay, yeah. Does he live with you, I would assume?
He does.
Okay, and what's his name?
His name is Robert Dowdy.
You said Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T? O-B-E-R-T.
Yes, sir.
And then you said last name Downey?
Last name Downey.
Dowdy, D-O-W-D-Y.
Okay, and then what's his phone number?
It is 336-390-0840.
Okay, just confirming,
336-390-0840.
Yes, that is correct, honey.
Okay. And then you did confirm. You know his email as well?
Yes, it is Elizabeth, which is our youngest name. It's AALIZABETH336@gmail.com.
Okay, so I just want to confirm that's
ZA.
Okay, AALIZA.
ALIZA.
Yes. Just like with an E, but I spelled it with two A's because her older sister is Aaliyah with two A's.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, that all looks good to me then. So lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is basically just a checklist to make sure that all the information we discussed is accurate and correct. So I'll be reading off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me find it here. So we did confirm, of course, that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for someone to help you. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use it for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you also had at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand called Depo-Provera, and you were receiving these shots after January 1st, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do then is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return. Signing them digitally should only take about a minute. Before you do that, though, I will actually first. I'm going to send them to myself so that way I can check and make sure I didn't make any mistakes or typos before I get it over to you, okay?
Okay, and it's going to come in my email?
It should come in both your email and your text message.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
So give me just a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your documents, and I'll read off some of your personal information just so I can confirm the spelling and accuracy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I see you here, Tiffany Yvonne Crumble, or sorry, Cumby. Tiffany Yvonne Cumby. I'm going to zoom in on this because it's a little small for me.
Okay.
Okay. Your address is 879 Burbank Street. I also want to confirm, so the street number is 879, and the apartment number is also 879.
Yes.
Okay, and that's Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your date of birth is September 20th of 1986.
Yes, sir.
And your social is 244-4945017.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to click send on my end. This all looks good to me. And then you should receive a text message sometime within the next 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay, I'm looking now. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker so I can see it. 1 second. Okay. Yes, I'm clicking on it now.
Okay, yeah, so these will allow you to digitally sign documents. All these do is they state, of course, that our law partners are representing you for this lawsuit. It also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. It's pretty easy to do. It'll highlight all the sections where you need to sign. Just pay attention because for some fields, it'll ask you for only initials. Other fields, it'll ask you for a full signature, okay?
Okay, it's saying please sign. then I can't use my fingers, so I just do I agree at the bottom, so continue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a big pay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a lot, and it's little, too. Okay, 1 second. Okay, all right, here, let's blow this up. All right, draw your signature, okay. I don't have a pen on my phone. It's not letting me.
It won't let you draw it with your finger?
It won't let you draw it with your finger?
No.
If that's not working, I believe you can also type it.
Okay, select style. Oh, okay. How do I? Okay, it's letting me initial. Okay, yes, there we go. Okay, yep.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, adopt and sign. Let me make sure it did it. It did it. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, haha. Sorry, I'm old.
Yeah. No worries.
Technology is kind of. It is kind of cool to me.
Yeah, hey, I totally understand. Hey, I totally if you need any help, let me know, okay?
Okay, I'm just clicking on where it says the box, where the little black boxes are popping up.
Yes.
Yes.
And then it's just doing, oh, this is cool. Oh, boy. Huh. Okay. I did it all. I did them, and then I hit, okay, now this says, to learn more, click here. I'm going to push continue. All right. Now it's asking me about an app, but I don't need. Do I need that or no?
No, you don't need that.
No, you don't need
okay.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I found it here. I just received your documents, so let me give it a quick look and make sure it got processed correctly.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm taking a look here. Yvonne Humby, I see your signature. You typed it out there. And then I see your initials as well.
That was cool.
Okay, yeah, it's really convenient. I really love these documents.
Yeah, it was. I was like, that was cool. I've never seen that in my life, so it was. That was kind of cool to me.
Yeah, the best part is because I make a lot of calls and I help a lot of people. Instead of having them send out mail and go through all that hassle, spend weeks to do that, I can actually help people get signed up for the process in 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was real convenient because when I fought for my actual spinal disability, I had to sign so many pieces of paper, it was ridiculous.
But yeah, it's really convenient.
Yeah,
in any case, Tiffany, now that that's been signed, that's all I needed from you today. Just want to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partner sometime within the next 7 to 14 days. They just need to re-verify all of your information.
Okay.
Then and only then can they start working on your case, so it's very important that you look out for that call, okay?
Okay, I sure will. I've been answering all the calls lately just because I didn't know if somebody was going to call.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really glad you answered this one as well.
Me too, honey.
But
me too.
In any case, Tiffany, before I let you go, I've also been sending you a text message from a 949 number. That's my personal office desk number. So that way, if you have any questions or concerns in the future, you can also reach out to me.
You said 949?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a text message real quick so you have it, okay?
Okay, that's great. I'll program it in, so I have it. Okay.
Here is my personal office number, comma.
So you may reach out anytime if you ever have questions or concerns.
Period and send. Let me know when you receive that. Yes, sir, I will. Yes, I received it. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Like I mentioned, if you also know anyone that was hurt by Deborah Rivera, you can also share that number with them and they can call me, okay? Yes, I most definitely will. I know I have two people off the top of my brain, so I'm going to reach out to them here shortly, and hopefully they'll get to you today, darling.
Yeah, if we can get them help as well, that would be wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ethan. I hope you have a blessed day, honey.
You too, Tiffany. I hope you have a blessed day as well.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas,
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas to you as well, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But yeah, in any case, Stephanie, unless you had any other questions or concerns?
No, sir, that'll be all. Thank you.
Alrighty, perfect. Well, you have a fantastic and blessed rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Tiffany. Bye-bye now.
Tiffany. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.